Hey, everybody. Shane Pressley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Hey, I want to tell you, we got a big party coming up on July 1st over at the Firebird. Big third annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show featuring the likes of Hounds, the Royal Furs, Bald Eagle Mountain, and Forgetting January, hosted by comedian John Venegoni. Tickets are $8 and $10 day of show. So come on over. We're going to have Gorilla Street Food out there, and we're going to have Four Hands Beer and all kinds of good stuff going on. It's going to be a fun event, and I can't wait to see you all out there. This episode brought to you by Gaslight. Check them out over there on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri, located at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard. Hey, come on by this Friday, June 9th, and see Elliot Pearson and friends in the studio recording a brand new record. And they also have a fun event coming up on June 25th, Gaslight Sessions with the Knuckles and Matthias and the Pirates. So mark those on your calendars. There's also a bunch of fun things coming up with the kids, so you can get involved with these Gaslight Summer Camps. Reach out and see how you can get the kids signed up for the camp. All details at GaslightSTL.com. Be sure to follow them along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also, I want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. They're a wonderful record store located right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, come by every Friday. New records in store. This week, they'll have records in from 311, Neil Young, Lord, Flaming Lips, Taking Back Sunday, Prince of Montreal, Beach House. All kinds of things happening over there. Full listing of all these details at musicrecordshop.com. You can also follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. They do a lot of fun things with live in stores and giving away records and tickets and things. So all that you can find them on their social media. Follow along, support local business. I want to say thank you also for listening wherever you're listening to the show, whether it's your Google Play, Stitcher, or through the website, rockpaperpodcast.com. But really means a lot. Like I said, I've been doing the show 3 years now, and it's crazy. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Leica.
And Phil, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Phil and Leica. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
This is very exciting stuff for me. It's kind of cool. I've been doing the show for a while, and like I still constantly discovering, you know, new people to talk to in this town, and like, and it's just a lot of fun for me to get to an opportunity like this to hang out and get to know a little bit more about what you guys are up to. And I know me and Phil became friends on Facebook a while back, and. And then I caught a show with you two performing together at the Angry Beaver. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I work next door over at the Oyster Bar, and I was hearing these sounds coming over there, and I heard I heard vocals of Tennessee Whiskey and all these songs, and I'm like, man, what, you know, she's killing it over there. I got to go see this. And so I walk over there, and then I'm like, this is pretty incredible stuff. So.
Wouldn't think of it. Leica is so small. Yeah. She can belt out the vocals.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a problem with that.
It was awesome, though. I'm like, I need to know more about what's going on here. So I'm so excited that this worked out, that we're here today. So, where's all this get rolling for you two? How do you two meet and start performing out and stuff?
Well, I think we first met when I was playing at the Roadhouse, Highway 61 Roadhouse in Webster. I think it was one of the blues jams they have on Tuesday nights. Now it's like Wednesday, I believe, but it was on Tuesday, and we started talking then. And then I didn't even know that you sang for a while, And then I brought my guitar over to her place one time, and we were just kind of singing. I think there were some guys that were putting together some furniture, and like they gave us like a compliment, like, "Wow, you got really good like playing with, you know, together." And then kind of like a little light bulb went off in my head, like, "Oh, that is good." You know, like, I like to play guitar. I can sing a little bit, but playing guitar is a lot more fun for me because it's a lot less stressful. You can just kind of chill out and let somebody else handle the hard stuff. I like the vocals. So I think that's how it kind of started off, don't you?
Yeah. And so we just kind of sang, just practicing at each other's place. And then I started singing over in Illinois at a restaurant over there. And then he saw me on Instagram. And he's like, "Hey, we need to do this together." So
I was like, "It sounded good, but you need a new guitar player, a different guitar player," I think I said. And then, so then we were like, you know, trying to get something together, see what songs that we wanted to cover. And it's a really wide range of mix of songs from like, you know, Bruno Mars to Etta James to The Temptations to, you know, Sonny and Cher to, you know, just a lot of mixes of cover songs that, you know, just kind of different takes on it. And it's super fun.
TLC,
yeah, I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah, is it? I mean, is it always covers, or have you guys thought about working out some originals at all? Or
we've thought about it, but Phil has to write the song first.
That's easier, I think, when you have a like an outlet to see them. Like, I could probably write songs and have her sing them a lot more easier than I could myself.
Yeah,
so it's a lot more. Open, like, not as many limitations when it comes to her singing as it would be if I were to sing it. Mm-hmm. So that could be a pretty liberating experience.
Yeah.
But as of now, no, not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. That would be good.
Yeah, for sure. Like a little mix, you know, one or two little originals here and there, and just see how they're received.
Well, I think, I mean, that's just like, I think that's fun. Like, you know, I've talked to several bands about, you know, like they do a lot of covers sets, and then they'll like drop in an original, and somebody's like, "Hey, what's that? Who's that one?" "Oh, that's mine."
You know? Right.
But the covers you do, it all kind of blends together to where it lends to your sound as well that you've created. So it's like, you know, so people think it's just another song on the radio they haven't heard.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So that would be nice.
Yeah. So you two play out as a acoustic duo stuff, but also. Phil's with Bedlam Brothers, right?
Bedlam Brothers, yeah. And you know, even when we do acoustic, like, we usually have one other person, like either another guitar player, like lead guitar player, or Howard Young plays harmonica, who also plays in the Bedlam Brothers, just for some solos, you know, to add to the texture of it a little bit. But, I mean, I think we could do just as fine as a duo, but it's nice just to have a little accompaniment, especially for the solo.
Yeah. So, you guys, this afternoon that we're recording this, you're playing 314 Bar, right?
Yeah, the City Bar.
Yeah, City Bar.
No, Washington and Tucker. Yeah.
So, and then you've also, like I said, mentioned Angry Beaver is another spot you play quite often. And
Fallon's.
Yeah, right here in Olivet, we play Fallon's. They have kind of, they do outside in the summertime in the patio next to Sugar Fire. And in the winters, you know, the little spot.
Fire.
I know, right? You get to play while you smell that. I have to smell it every day living here.
I work across the parking lot from a Sugar Fire, and like, I'm like downwind. I sit there and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's kind of rough sometimes. Yeah. For sure.
But yeah, like I said, you guys are performing out all over town, so come out and catch a show.
And we're always looking for other places to perform.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, maybe somebody will hear this and give you a job.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. You guys were telling me you were gearing up for a trip to Iceland this summer, is that right?
Going on tour.
Yeah, with all the little villages around the Icelandic Ring Road. We're going to have a Ring Road tour.
Yeah.
That's but we're going to leave next week, actually. It's pretty exciting. And my son, I bought him a little 3/4 size acoustic guitar a few years ago that's just sitting in the case. So I'm going to take it with me on the plane, and we're just going to go to little places and play our music and, I don't know, just have fun. I don't know. It'll be fun just to kind of go to a place and open up the guitar and ask if we can play some songs and see what the reaction is of the people that are there.
Yeah.
It'll be a trip.
But we're mostly going to be hiking.
Yeah, that's not the reason why we're going, but it's just a little side musical aside that'll be super fun. So we'll record some videos and maybe have some nice waterfall backgrounds in the video or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. I've never gotten the opportunity to do much traveling. I just mostly money, but you know, it gets costly. I would love to, especially you know, European stuff. You know, get to see some more of the world and stuff instead of just you know, I've done a little bit through the States, but I've never even like flown on a plane or anything.
Really?
Or nothing, so like it'd be
yeah, that would be
I did a personal like 8-seater.
That's probably scarier than a regular plane. Like
my dad's friend got his pilot's license, and so it was pretty crazy to like fly above our house and like see our property and stuff and like all that. Like so, but yeah, never commercially. So it's like it's a goal one of these days to get out there and maybe make it over to Europe or something, do something like that, like yourself, and be pretty wild.
Just different cultures are pretty. It's neat just to see how people live in different ways and different environments, and that's neat.
Yeah, definitely. Why is Iceland though? Like, just something.
I mean, I like volcanic islands. I guess. It's such a beautiful, like, magical landscape, and I like nature. I like to be hiking and be, you know, outside in the elements, and a place like that is just, and it's really not that expensive. You know, I'm flying out of Chicago and I got my plane ticket for like $650 or something, so it's not really, for somewhere that far away, it's not really, you know, that crazy expensive. And then once you go there, it's not like you're paying for a lot of things. Everything you want to see is free because it's, you know, in nature. So once you get there, it's just like exploring it, so it's exciting.
Yeah.
And I'm going because he said, hey, I'm going to Iceland, you want to go?
Yeah. I'm glad you know.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, talk me into it. But yeah, that sounds cool, though, to like just to be hiking around and then grab a guitar and play for some folks. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know for too much, but I do know some my friends have gotten out to like go through a lot of European countries and like playing rock and roll music, and they respond, you know, in a big way to that. They love you know, American rock and roll still, and like well, and it, like you look at like, of course, Beatles and Rolling Stones and everything, all the whole English movement and stuff, but yeah, anyway, they still love rock music. But I'm sure they was you know, the pop stuff that you guys played too, and all these songs. And
that's what I was thinking. Like, I think, you know, a lot of the songs we play, like we just did Son of a Preacher Man, and you know, some old songs that just a lot of people know, you know, like Tina Turner, like whether you're in Iceland or you're in Bora Bora or, you know, Australia, like people know those songs and they like to hear that. And if they're done well with somebody who has people, I think you're really going to like that, so I'm excited about it. I think it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
I like to sing some Johnny Cash songs myself and, you know, Bob Dylan songs like that. And same thing, you know, people universally know those songs and like a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
So.
And even that, like, too, it's just kind of crazy to think about, like, the possibilities, like, just kind of putting a little bug out there, you know, getting a little feeler going, and then maybe they're like, hey, come back next summer, let's do this again or something.
Yeah, we get paid for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Get the flight played for, and that would be obviously super sweet, but just the experience of doing it is kind of, or busking on the street or somewhere, or something like that, is just...
My buddy Spanky plays keys with Mom's Kitchen and stuff, and Prevails and all this, but he also does, like, dueling piano stuff, and, I think he said like a month was spent in Amsterdam playing piano for the people, and like, and but they, that's, so I was like, that's a pretty good job. Just
he knows all those songs too, so you can just bring like whatever they want to hear. He's got must have a photographic memory.
Well, I mean, and he's like, it's just every day. Like, it was crazy. I mean, yeah, he's unreal. He's a super talented guy. But,
very talented. Yeah. Always playing. Yeah. I always see his name playing all the time. Even when he puts little posts about all the little songs he's learned for a week or one gig, you know, or whatever. Like, all these 20 songs for this one gig tonight. It's like, and that's just 1 week.
Yeah.
So,
how do you guys go about picking those songs? Like, is it just all your favorites? Or are you you kind of floating an idea like, hey, let's do this? And
yeah, but I tell you the truth, like, I love Spotify.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's so many great playlists on Spotify. So, like, there's all these great acoustic cover playlists where you can just get ideas of songs that you wouldn't even, like, think of doing, like, acoustic covers. So that's one cool place that, like, what, for example, we do the Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah.
But it's a really slow kind of version. Even the chord changes are a little different by this other female singer. So it's kind of like somebody was talking to me, and they're like, they heard it, and they're like, wait, it doesn't go like that. And I was like, well, this is kind of a different kind of cover, right, than a way that we're doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So... but like I said earlier, like, Leica has such a great voice that there's not many things that I couldn't say to, like, let's try this, and she wouldn't be able to, like, do it, you know, in one way or the other. So
right.
I feel super grateful in that respect that, you know, she's that talented.
Sure.
Thanks. And some of them we get are requests, like, people say, hey, like, I really love to hear you sing this. Like, the TLC's on Creep. We would have never thought to sing this if somebody requested it. And a lot of the Motown stuff that we do is, like, stuff that I grew up with, and Tina Turner, like,
sure,
I love, and Aretha Franklin, like, I love those, like, soulful sounds, like, where you just, like, really feel something when you hear the music.
Those divas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, no, I mean, I love all that stuff, too. I mean, I'm a big fan of the old soul stuff like that, like all those. And especially, you know, saying Temptations and stuff too earlier. And but yeah, that I mean, I was listening to I Can't Stand the Rain popped on my radio the other day. Another old Tina Turner, yeah. So that was some good stuff.
There's an idea.
Yeah. Right,
there we go. See, that's how we get ideas. People just say song and be like, ah.
Suggests like a lot of songs, and that I'm. Some of them I would never even think to do, but when I sing them, I love them.
Kiss and you hold me and pray, yeah. And the
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I thought was cool. Like we said, I said I heard you're singing Tennessee Whiskey. Like, you know, I've heard male vocals on it, but not female vocals on it. So it was, and I love that about like a song. You know, like where it totally. I mean, maybe not that one in particular changes a lot, but like a song reinterpreted by a female or male compared to the original version of it. Like, I just love that comparison that, you know, sometimes they'll change the lyrics a little bit to you know, the pronouns and stuff like that. So,
and sometimes I doubt that we just recently did that Sam Smith song, Stay With Me.
Yeah.
And so I eventually, like, for that song, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to change it. Yeah. Into
when you say girl.
But I, you know, I just, I love that. And like, and sometimes, like, you know, in certain cases, like, the song totally takes on a new life, a new, you know, completely different meaning to the lyrics and stuff. And I love that, like, you know, just a reinterpretation of it kind of thing. So I was listening to Howard Stern, and they had this big, like, Chris Cornell tribute thing going on this week since he passed. And but he was talking about that he does that Billie Jean cover.
Yeah, that's great.
And, you know, he said it was kind of started as a goof, like just learning the cover. But then when he said when he stripped it down and he read the lyrics, and he's like, this is like some deep stuff. Like, there's a great story here. Mm-hmm. But it kind of gets lost in like the dance version of Michael Jackson's, you know, sound. But here, and it's stripped down to just a solo acoustic performance like that. Like, you really can hone in on what those lyrics are saying. And
yeah, that's true.
So, like, you know, just like, that's what I love about an acoustic singer, songwriter, kind of, and that kind of feel of these songs and stuff. So.
Yeah, you really can just filter out all this stuff and just get to the essentials of it, you know,
sure.
Just like an instrument and then the vocal part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like when you do, what's the one that you do with Tennessee Whiskey? I'd Rather Go Blind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I like how you can kind of mesh up a song like that, which is basically the same song, but just different lyrics, you know. And to do those two together like that, I think is a really good kind of medley together, so.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything do you guys throw up an idea for, and you're like, no, definitely that's not gonna work? Is there any?
He does it a lot with me because I'll be like, let's do this song. He's like, oh no, that wouldn't sound good acoustic. I'm like, let's try it anyway.
I know sometimes.
Like, what was the one recently we just did?
I don't know. There's some that are just so structured and like it's. I don't know, I can't even imagine it being like just a guitar and like a vocal. And I'm just like, no, I can't remember what it was. Like Human Nature, maybe Michael Jackson or something? Or was it,
Chain of Fools.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chain of Fools. But we did it, I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, actually it's not as bad as I thought. So it has to just kind of grow on me, I guess. But sometimes it's just a matter of like thinking whether it can work that way or not. They don't always work that way.
Well, I talked to this group, Queens Boulevard, and, you know, they're a big dance cover band, play a lot of bars. And they, you know, they said, they'll learn these songs. Like, there's a hit song on the radio, and they're like, okay, let's try to incorporate that in our set, and like a Fall Out Boy or something like that. And then they're like, they go out and play it, and it just falls flat. Like, nobody, you know, it's like...
Really?
So... You know, it's just like, it's a hot song on the radio, but for whatever reason, when you play it out there, it just doesn't work. And then, but then, of course, you do something else, like everybody gets up dancing and like they want to hear it. But so it's tricky, too, to try to figure out, like,
what
the right cover to keep the crowd involved and want them to dance and have a good time with you and stuff. So,
and with acoustic, too, you got to try to, I think, stay away from getting too slow because it's already like, unless it's, you know, the venue matters as well, but I think that you want to try to get a good pace of some faster songs and then some slow, like really slow ones, you know, like I Can't Help Falling in Love with You or something like that. That's like a real sweet kind of song.
Yeah.
And then to something faster just to kind of keep the mix up. Sure. Just like with the band too, you know, you try to keep the flow going, you know, don't keep it too high all the time. Kind of, you know, bring it up and down a little bit. Keep the vibe going.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, I guess... like I said, we got a couple of live recordings we'll throw in here. And again, if you want to come out, we got dates all over the place. But you can come out and get involved this summer and see them when they get back from Iceland, I guess.
Yeah.
And things.
June 10th.
Yeah, we do have one. You can see Phil with Bedlam Brothers on June 10th at Angry Beaver. And that's that'll be
close to game.
Full band, right?
Yeah, full band.
Yeah, so come out to that show and yeah, come out and keep the party going after the ball game.
Right on.
Is there you guys got a Facebook and stuff? You want them to anything social media they can reach you on or anything like that?
Well, I usually post a lot of our shows through the Bedlam Brothers as well, but mm-hmm. Leica has her page as well for music.
Yeah. Right. And I think it's Leica Soul.
Yeah, it is.
LakaSoul. And I'm on Instagram too.
All right. Yeah, so get out, get involved, come see a show, and yeah, well, I thank you so much for taking some time out to hang and do this and have fun in Iceland.
Thanks a lot, Shane.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Fun time.
Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.